Okay, Rabbi Yisai, good evening. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Matos, Masei by Kapitel Lamed Beis. That is Shishi in Parshas Matos, but Shlishi Kashehe Mechuborn. Umikne Rav, Hoyul of Nei Ruvain, Vil of Nei God, Otsume Oid. The Bnei Ruvain and the Bnei God had an abundant amount of livestock. Very, very great. Vayiru es Eretz Yazir, ves Eretz Gilod. And they saw the land of Yazir and the land of Gilod. And behold, a makoyim mekoyim mikna. The place was a place for livestock. It was a good place for sheep. There was a lot of grazing land. Pasuk beis vayavo v'nei God v'nei Reuven. The b'nei God and b'nei Reuven came vayomru el Moshe, and they said to Moshe vel Elazar hakoyin and to Elazar Elazar hakoyin vel nesiyei ha'ed leimer, and to the leaders of the Eda saying, Atarois v'divoin, Atarois and divoin. Vayazir, Venimro, Vecheshbon, Vel Ole, all these places, Atoris, Divon, Yazir, Nimro, Cheshbon, and Ole, Usvam, as well as Svam, Unvoi, Uvoin, as well as Voin. Zokdrashi, Atoris, Vedivon, Vegoimer, Meretz, Sichain, Voighoyu. These were from the land of Sichain and Oig. So Rashi says this over here that someone should not think that these places really belong to Midian, which was already captured by Klal Yisrael in a war that was mentioned in the previous pasuk. So state in the Re'eim, Sif Sichom brings it. Pasuk Dalid Ha'oritz Asher Hiko Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael Eretz Miknehi, the land that Hashem struck before the Bnei Eid of Bnei Yisrael is a land for livestock. V'la Avodecha Mikna, and your servants have a lot of animals, have a lot of livestock. Pasuk Hey Vayomru. They said, "Imatzanu chen beinecha, if we have found favor in your eyes, yutan es haoretz azoyis lavodecha lachuza, let this land be given to your servants as a achuza, as an heritage, as an inheritance. Al tavirenu es hayarden, do not bring us across the Yarden. Let us stay here and use this land, imatzanu chen beinecha, as a place for our heritage." Pasuk vav vayoymer Moshe. Moshe said, "Levnei God v'levnei Reuven, to the Bnei God and the Bnei Reuven." Ha'acheichem yavo la'milchama ve'atem teishvu poi. Says, should your brothers go out to battle while you settle over here? So Rashi, ha'acheichem, shall your brothers lashon tmiu? This is an expression of a question. What should they go to war while you stay over here? Pasuk Zayin. V'lama siniun eslev b'nei Yisrael. Why do you dissuade the lave, the heart of the b'nei Yisrael, Me'avor el ha'oretz, from crossing to the land asher nosan lahem Hashem, that Hashem has given them? Why do you try to dissuade them? So Rashi v'lama siniyun tasiru v'samniu libam. Why do you remove and hold back their heart? Me'avor, from crossing, she is svurim, because they were under the impression shatem yireim laver, that you were afraid to cross mifnei melchama, because of the war. V'chayzik ha'orim va'om, and the strength of the town and the towns of the people that are there. So why now you holding? Why do you dissuade the heart of the Bnei Yisrael from crossing to the land that Hashem has given them? Pasuk Ches, Koyasu Aviseichem. This is what your fathers did. B'sholchi Yisami Kadesh Barnea, Lirois Es Haaretz. When I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land, so Rashi Mikadesh Barnea Kach Shema. That was its name. Ushtei Kadesh Hayu. There were two places named Kadesh. So Kadesh Barnea that's mentioned here is a location in the Midbar from which Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim to the Eretz Yisrael. But in Lamed Dalid, Dalid speaks of a Kadesh Barnea which is inside Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains that there are two places by that name. Pasuk Tes, Vayalu ad Nachal Eshkoil. They went up to the valley of Eshkoil, Vayiru es Haaretz, and saw the land, Vayaniu eslev Bnei Yisrael, and they dissuaded the heart of the Bnei Yisrael. Levilti Voyal Haaretz, Asher Nosan Lahem Hashem, that they not to come to the land that Hashem has given them. Pasuk Yud, Moshe repeats what happened. Vayichar af Hashem bayoimahu. The wrath, the anger of Hashem burnt on that day. Vayishov aleimar, and he swore saying, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Im yiruhu anoshim ha'oilim mi Mitzrayim mi ben esrim shon v'mala eso adoma asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yakov. If these men who came up from Mitzrayim from the age of 20 years and above will see the ground that I swore to give to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Kiloi milu acharoi, because they have not followed me fully. Pasuk Yud Beis, Bilti Kalev Ben Yifuna, except for Kalev the son of Yifuna, Haknizi, the Knizi, V'Hoshua Ben Nun, Ben Nun, and Yeshua Ben Nun, Kimilu Acharei Hashem, because they followed Hashem fully. Besides them, everybody else did not follow fully in the ways of Hashem. Zok Rashi, Haknizi, Kalev was called this because Chorgah Shel Knaz Hoye, because he was the stepson of Knaz. The Yoldalei Imoy Shel Kalev, and Kalev's mother gave birth to him to Knaz. Es Asneil, Asneil. As I said in the Gemara, Soit Yir Aleph Om Bebeis, that Asneil Ben Knaz is called Kalev's brother in Shoift in Paragimel Pasuk Tes. They were half brothers on the mother's side, because after Kalev's father, Yifuna, died, so his almana married Knaz, and they had Asneil. Since Kalev was raised by in the house of Knaz, he was called Haknizi. Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayichar Af Hashem BiYisrael, the wrath, the anger of Hashem burned against Klal Yisrael. Vayaniyem BaMidbar Arboim Shono, and he made them wander in the Midbar for 40 years. Ad Toim Kol Adoro Isa Haro BeEini Hashem, until the entire generation that did evil in the eyes of Hashem ceased to exist. So Drashi Vayaniyem, and he made them wander Vayitaltalem, and he moved them about. Min no vinod, it's the same shayrish, the same root as no, a wanderer and a nod, an exile, exile. Pasuk Yudalid Vihine Kamtem Tachasav Seichem. Behold, you have risen up in place of your fathers. Tarbus Anoshim Chatoyim, a society of sinful people. We're gonna see Moshe Rabbeinu got punished for saying this. Lispois Uid Al Haroin Af Hashem El Yisrael, to add more to the burning anger of Hashem against Klal Yisrael. So Rashi Lispois, to add, Kemay Sefu Shana Al Shana, this is like Sefu, add year unto year. Or the Pasuk Oile Seichem Sefu Vagoimir, your Oilos Vechule, it says Lashon Tosefes, this means a Lashon of adding. So you're coming to add on to the anger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Tezvav Ki Seshuvun Me'acharov, he will again let it rest. V'yosaf oid lanichoy b'midbor, he will again let it rest in the midbor. V'shichatem l'chol ha'om hazeh, and you will destroy this entire people. Pasuk tezayin v'yigshu eilov, they approached him v'yoymru, and he said, Gidrois tzoy nivne l'miknenu poi, enclosures for the tzayin, for our flock, we're going to build over here for all our tzayin. V'orim, and cities l'tapeinu, for our children. So Drashi Nivna Miknenu Poi, we shall build here for our livestock. Chasim Hayu Amamoinim, they were so concerned about their property. Yosim Ibnaim of Nisehim, more than they were for the sons and for the daughters. So Rashi is explaining over here, Betzim, what it says later in Pasuk of Dalid. By doing so, he's explaining why Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the Bonim, the children before the animals in that Pasuk, because he reversed the order used by the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven over here. Al Kalpanim, they put their nechasim more than bineyem uvneiseyem. Shekdimu mikneyem l'ptapim, because they mentioned their mikne, their livestock, their animals before the children. Amlem Moshe, Shemoshe Rabbeinu says to them, loy kein, this is not proper, it's not right. Asua ikr ikr, make the main thing, which is the essential thing, essential, make it the ikr. V'atofel tofel, something that's secondary, make it secondary. Benu lochem techila orim l'tapchem, first build cities for your children. V'achar kein, and then afterwards, gidreis l'tzaynachem, enclosures for your tzayin, but don't do it backwards. As I state in Tanchuma Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vanachnu Necholei Tzchushim, we shall arm ourselves swiftly, Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, before the Bnei Yisrael, Ad Asherim Havi Oinum, until we have brought them, El Mekoimim, to their place, V'yoshav Tapeinu Ba'ori Amiftzar, our children will dwell in the fortified cities, Mifnei Yoshvei Aretz, in face of the inhabitants of the land. Zok Rashi, Vanachnu Necholitz Nuchushim. What does that mean? This means Nizdayin Mehirim. We're going to arm ourselves swiftly. K'moy Maher Shalol Choshbaz. The word Chushim is like the word Chosh. Quick to pillage, swift to loot. It says the Pasuk in Yeshaya Ches Gimel. Or like the word Yachisha in Yamar Yachisha. Let him hurry, let him quicken his pace, let him come quickly. That Pasuk in Yeshaya Perikei Pasuk Yutez. Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, before the Bnei Yisrael, Barashi Giyosis, at the head of the invading armies. So what does it mean? The Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven over here saying they're going to arm themselves swiftly. So you have to, we've thought that before the Bnei Yisrael means that before, earlier than the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi explains over here, before, lifnei means in terms of location, meaning in front of the Bnei Yisrael. But Rashi says, we're going to be the head of the armies. Since they made this offer because they were such mighty people. That's why Bnei Reuven offered to go before their brothers and not just with their brothers. That's because they were such mighty, strong people. Shekeinemer by God, it says by God, v'toraf zeroya, he'll tear off an arm, af kotkoid, as well as the head. It says in Devarim Lamed Gimel, Chof. V'af Moshe chazu perish lem, and Moshe also reiterated and stated this to them explicitly, be'elat varim, and eilat varim. It says, v'atzava eschem ba'oisahi, I commanded you at that time, saying, Chalutzim Tavru, armed you shall cross, lefnei achechem b'nei Yisrael, before your brothers, b'nei Yisrael. Kol b'nei choyel, all the men of the legion. Ubi Yerichoi k'siv, and what does it say by Yerichoi? When they were conquering Yerichoi, v'chalutz hoylich lefnei, in Yeshua, capital Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And see Rashi over there in Pasuk Tes, it says, and the armed battalion went before them. Zer Reuven v'God. That battalion was made up of the Shvatim of Reuven and God. Shekimu Tanoim, who kept their condition, that this what they the agreement that they undertook over here, that they were going to lead the army out and go first. And that was Mesius Nefesh Lamaisa for their brothers. The Yoshef Tapeinu, and our children will dwell, but Eidenu Eitzelachenu, while we're still at the location of our brothers, Ba'ariya Mifza, in these fortified cities. Shenivna Achshav, that we will build now. So the morale explains over here that the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven just refer to the time in the future when they will have brought the rest of the Bnei Israel to their place. You might therefore have thought that our Bnei, what it says that our children will dwell over here also refers to that time. So Rashi tells us no, it refers to the period during which they conquered the land, which is right now. They'll live in the fortified cities while we'll go and we'll lead the wars for our brothers. Pasuk Yud Ches. We will not return to our homes. Ad hisnachil b'nei Yisrael ish nachalose, till the b'nei Yisrael will have inherited every man his inheritance. So we're not going to go home until everybody has their nachla. The ma'aseh they didn't do that. They kept their tanai and they didn't go back until Yeshua sent them in the end of Yeshua. That he said, now it's time to go back. He was mazman them. He said, you kept your tanai. Now your taka could go back and live in your cities. But he's mechazik them. Don't lose your kesher with Torah. Pasuk Yutes ki loy ninchal ito me'ever layarden v'holo. Because we're not going to inherit with them across the Yarden and beyond. Ki vo nachalaseinu eleinu, because our nachala, our inheritance, will have come to us. Me'evar Yarden, on the east side of the Yarden, Mizracha. So we're going to have our Yerusha on the east side of the Yarden, Mizracha, which is in Chutz Laretz. And the Ma'aseh, that's where they got it, along with Chatzi Shevet Menashe. So Rashi, Me'evar Yarden, V'hola, cross means literally from the side of the Yarden and beyond. What does that mean? Be'evar Amaravi, on the western side. Kivo Nachal Aseinu, because our Nachla will have come, far Kibalnua. We will already have received it, Be'eva Mizrahi, on the eastern side. So that Rabbi Yisrael brings us up to Shavi in Parshas Matos, which is Revi, Kesheim Echuborn. I just wanted to speak it out in conclusion of the Shir, Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya mentions over here on the beginning of the Paraklamet Beis and in Pasuk Aleph, it says, Mikne Rav Hoyel of Nei Reuven of Nei God. Hizkir Tchila Bnei Agaviro. First it mentions the Bnei Agaviro. That's Bnei Reuven. That was he came from Leah. V'achakach Bnei Ashifcha. Then Bnei God, who came from the Bnei Shifcha. Then in Pasuk Beis, he says, V'yavo Bnei God, heim hoyu bali o'eitz etchilo. L'kach kidman makasev. They were the bali eitz at first. So that's why the Pasuk makes them go first. V'oich hoyu bali gevura. Yosef Bnei Reuven. They were also stronger than Bnei Reuven. Ken shekasev, it says, in Dvar Lam Gimel, Torah, Zeroya afkot koid. V'loy hoyu mispachte me'anshi ha'aretz. They weren't afraid of the inhabitants of the land. L'sheves b'mkoyim ezel, to sit in these places. Afal pishal yirchoikim mishar shvatim, even though they were far at a distance from the other shvatim. Shem mekubatzim b'eretz hakadosh, that they were all gathered in Eretz Hakodesh, but since they were so strong, they weren't afraid to stay me'ever liyardin. Zokter ben b'chayu b'medrash u'mikne rav. The Medrash says, Ha'oisha k'shebamin shemayim u'miskayim. When oisha comes from shemayim, richness comes from heaven. It stays. But if it doesn't come from Shemayim, it doesn't remain. There were two rich people that were in this world. Koyrach mi Yisrael. Koyrach was from the Yidden. And Haman was from the Umas Ha'olam. Ushneim avdu min ha'olam. They were both destroyed from the world. Shalai ha'isa matnasam min ha'shamayim. Because their matana, their richness did not come from heaven. Shayuchayt fin ha'isalehem. Because they chopped it and grabbed it for themselves. Chaynat ha'moitze b'vnei God b'nei Ruvain. You find b'nei God b'nei Ruvain. Shayuashirim harbei. They were very, very rich. Vayolam mikne rav. They had an abundant amount of flock. V'chivu es memoinam. They were machav of their money, like Rashi said. V'yashvulam chutzlaretz. And they settled in chutzlaretz. V'frishu atzma me'acheyem b'shvil kinyanam. And they were mafresh from themselves because of their brothers. They mafresh them, separated themselves because of their nechassim. Lefichach galu tchila mikol ha-shvatim. That's why they went into the galus first from all the shvatim, because it says shenemar and divrei hayomim aleph hey vayaglim leruveni velagodi velachatzi shevet menashe, that they exiled Ruvain, God, and chatzi shevet menashe. Zeshama kozu. That's what the pasuk says in Tilamayin. Hey. Ki loy mi moitzo mi marov, v'loy mi midbar horim, loy mi masha adam yoitze ve'amol b'schoyro. It's not from something where a person goes out and toils in schoyro and business. V'hoylech mi mizrach l'mayriv. Oysa oysher. He goes from east to west to amass riches. V'loy mi mashu mechazer ala midbar izu misroimim. And not from what he goes out in deserts and crosses over deserts. Hu misroimim. That's not what he gets elevated from. Zeu. That's what it says. Loi mi midbar horim, not from midbar horim. V'chol horim to raya. All horim means mountains. Chutz mizeh shu lashon roimim. Besides over here, means a lashon of elevating, exaltedness. Elama kadosh baruch hu oisa. What does Hashem do? Noitel memoinei shal zeh v'noisin lazeh. Hashem takes the money of one of the people and gives it to another person. Shenema, like it says, ki elokim shoifit. The Bnei Hashem is a shoifit. Zeh yashpil. This one he lowers, he humbles. V'zeh yarm. The other one he raises up. Why is it called Shnechasim? Shnechnichsim Hizeh V'niglim Lazeh, because it gets covered over from one person and gets revealed to another person. Chaynam Rechana, Chana said in Shmuel Aleph Beis, Hashem Moirish U'mashir Mashpil Af Meroimim. Ba'af Shehu Mevi Lazeh Meroimim Hizeh. When Bani Shalom, when he's at the same time that he's bringing this person, he's taking away something from one person, he's giving it to another person, he's elevating another person. Kach nemer, it says in mikne rav, zeh shamar akosu. That's what it says in kosu. The pasuk says in kelos yod, leif chacham liyaminoi veleif ksil ismoiloi elu bnei ruuvein ubnei god she'asu ese ikr tofel ve'atofel ikr. They, this is the bnei god and bnei ruuvein, that they made the ikr, the tofel, the tofel, the ikr. Lama shechivivu es nechseyim yoisim nanafoshes, because they were mechaviv. They held precious. Their nechasa more than the nefashis. Chayeichem ein by bracha. I swear by your life that they're not going to have any blessing. Shenem it says in Mishlei Chav, Nachala mevoy heles barishoyna v'acharisa lo yisevoy roch. Lokach nemer, it says over there in Mishlei Chav Gimel, Altiga laha asher mibinoscha chadol. Vezeu asher, what's an asher? Asameach b'chelko. Shenem it says in Tilem Chuf Chavches, Yegia kapecha ki soichel asherecha v'toivloch atkan. As I state in the Medrash, in Ataras v'divan, the Rebbein Machai says in Pasuk Gimel, me'eret sichain melech ha'moiri. Oh yeah, that was from the king, the land of sichain melech ha'moiri. V'yesh me'em mekoymus shal avodah zarah. Sh'ha'moirim oivdim sham. There were places of avodah zarah that the moirim used to worship over there. V'heim nevoyu ba'al mo'in. Those places were nevoyu and ba'al mo'in. Gin shekazav, it says in Yishayim and Vav, kora bel kairis nevoy. V'sirgem uncle is targum a pasuk hazeh michalelto machlelto malbeshto v'kumrim or shufan u'beis nimri u'beis chushbin u'vayin divan divna v'siyan beis kvura demoyshu v'oin hisgir v'ksasim lashon bi kichein lashon razal betal which occurring can makoymus shal avodah zarah kagoyin. It says bei nitzrofi bei avidon u'beirdivri duvde dudvei avdu devei nurov v'nei ruuven kishabano es elu karoysim b'shem ezacherin. The b'nei ruven, when they built these cities, they call them by different names. Zeh Shekosov, it says, Musa bois shem, kishinu as shmam li kari b'shem acher. They change the name to call it something else. Laman lo yizocher shem avodah zarah. So they should not mention the name of an avodah zarah. L'kach amru chazal and brochas davches amud beiz, lo'oylam yashlim odom parshi yosef v'matzibur shnayim mikro v'echotargum v'afilu atorois v'divoin. Even the names of these places. Hizgir akosov hazeh, it says this pasuk, l'fishi yesh ben shemus avodah zarah, because it has names of avodah zarah. Shalei toimar, don't say kivin shatargamu perish akosov. Since the targum is explanation of pasuk, ein lanu targum apasuk hazeh, you shouldn't be matargum this pasuk, ki yesh by zichrin avodah zarah, because then, by doing so, you have a remembrance of an avodah zarah. You're mentioning avodah zarah. came to say, roy laskir shloi lahokil boy. So they say, nevertheless, it's even in this pasuk, it's proper to mention it, not to be meikel. Zotir ben mechayv etzorach sheyizboinin oy, sheyizboinin ki oy diyesh bebinyan aram elu b'shmoisim inyan nister. He goes in a whole inyan over here of inyan nister. What building these cities are? For the rest of it, he goes to be mefarish the Rebbeinu Bechai LP inyan nister. What the building of these cities represent? Then just one more. So Lamai said and Pasuk Beis Rebbeinu Bechai says built the Kolei Ben Yifuna Knizia, and we'll end with this Rebbeinu Bechai. Darshu Chazal, like Rashi said, Chorgos Shal Knaz Hoyo, he was the step son of Knaz. Ve'yolda La'imay Shal Kolev as a Sneel, and the mother of Kolev gave birth to a Sneel, like Rashi brought down. And with that, Rabbi Isai, we get up to Revi in Parshas Matis and Masik Hashem Mechubarim.